Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am AOE. For today, I have a message to share with you about embodiment, and it does translate to improved manifestation abilities and so much more. But first, I want to share with you a reminder that if you are interested in finding an incredible community to be a part of, you can check out the Dragon Den. This community is wonderful for embodiment practices where we do yin yoga whilst I clear your chakras and balance them, as well as all sorts of other events with entrepreneurship and helping each other with our own businesses, sometimes just chatting about life and the experiences that we're all going through, which can be pretty all over the place these days. And sometimes it's nice to have a sanity check or an insanity check with like-minded beings who are unconditionally accepting and loving of all. And that's something I really, really appreciate about the Dragon Den. It's just all of the wonderful beings who so willingly co-create together, collaborate together, are just there to support one another whenever possible. And sometimes just to hold space for one another to hear, you know, what it is that everyone is experiencing. It's such a welcoming and comforting environment because there isn't You get this very loving feeling. There isn't the judgment. There isn't the fear. It's just holding space for each other to speak our truth and just be. And also know that we're not alone. Sometimes it's easy to forget that. We realize we're connected to everyone. We are everything. But then we forget that, you know, that does mean that all of that's there for us. And we kind of shell off and go inwards and just somehow get it in our heads that, you know, there's nothing else out there. We're all by ourselves in this journey, which so isn't true. So there is that. And you can go to patreon.com/thedragonden. There is information in the episode details if you want more specifics. And let's see, totally not going to do this episode whilst driving. My guys have been wanting me to get this message out there, and in all honesty, I just got done at the gym, so it's getting pretty late. I didn't want to get home and then have all of the different varieties of sounds at home, so I thought I'd share varieties of sounds from the road. So you'll hear stuff. It's all good, though. It's all good, though. I mean, you won't. Totally won't. Also, I should remind you, 2022, it is my mission to get as many of you speaking your truth as possible on all possible means of medium. Maybe it's Instagram Lives, maybe it's on YouTube, maybe it's on Facebook Lives, maybe it's just videos, maybe you start your own podcast. I have started a mini series of little tips and things to help you get out of your own way on Instagram. So if you're interested in that, you can check out some of those lives and see how maybe you can jump on that. And if you want some extra support, I am doing readings to help you get an assessment. If you're like the people who just want to do the work on your own, I totally respect that and love you for it. And I have readings to offer you to give you some insights for what it is that maybe you're up against with your fears, your worries, your stress, with starting to show up in the ways you would like to show up for your communities and your soul-aligned clients and your soul-aligned audience. And if that isn't what you're looking for and you would like a little bit more support, I do have coaching packages available, and you'll have to DM me or email me for now. I will have it up on the website soon. I will. And with details on that, but you can also just reach out to me. I'm happy to do a call to talk with you to help you see if we would be a good fit to work together and if what we're doing will actually lead to the type of transformations that could support you to accomplish what you're hoping to for 2022, which I would love it if you would love to show up and actually own your soul's messages and bring that through for the collective. You're here to transform not only yourself, but so many more. And I am so excited to see you guys doing that. I know there are many of you who've even come to me and said, hey, you know, it's awesome what you do. I wish I could do what you do. And you can. You can start your own podcast. You can actually do your own lives and people will come and watch you. In fact, your soul aligned audience is waiting to show up for you. They're just waiting for you to own your power. So if you are wanting that support, reach out to me. Work with me. Let me support you to just embody that beautiful voice of yours. And I don't just mean the human one. I mean your soul's voice, that frequency that is here to do amazing things, which is also you. So in all aspects of yourself, I'm here to support you. Now, for today's topic, this is something my guides have been really wanting me to bring through. And sometimes I've just been really tired. Sometimes I've been in, I don't know, some other realm or dimension and just not with it enough to bring this through. But today is the perfect day. I have the energy right now. I have the space to share. So I am going to do that. What I'm talking about is actual embodiment of your soul's energy. We've done so much about this in the past, but this is a year of embodiment, and so you're going to get a lot more of embodiment stuff. But what this has to do with is, you know, if you listen to any of the Breathe With Me podcast episodes I've done some time ago when I first started getting into breath work and really started playing with embodiment practices, and then the yin yoga kind of like brought in another aspect of embodiment. There, if you ever listen to those, you can start to see how the embodiment is actually beginning to occur when you first get going in this. And why it's important. Here's why it's important. When you harbor the energy that is your soul, and bear in mind, I recognize it's not your whole soul that's going to be in the body. That would explode everything. We don't explode everything. That's not going to happen, so don't worry. It's an aspect, it's like the allotted amount that can enter into your body. And that is a frequency that your physical body can actually hold in a safe and enduring manner. And so when we embody the amount of our soul that is most optimally here to be embodied, or at least every bit closer towards that, it gives us the ability to more incredibly manifest and do it so much faster. It brings our consciousness to the very present moment, to this particular timeline, and it allows us to navigate the quantum leaps more effectively. It allows us to catch the synchronicities and interpretations of those synchronicities and download that insight and so much more effectively. It gives us a much more direct line of communication to our soul and our highest self, and gives us the ability to truly get the downloads that are aligned for us to expand and grow our businesses, to take these big leaps and bounds to bring us the big manifestations we're calling in. What I'm going to talk about is how exactly one way, there's so many ways that you can do this, but one more way that my guides wanted me to highlight for how we can embody our souls a little bit more effectively. And I'm going to explain it like this. They want us to try to make the body a little bit more appealing than we have been. They say it's kind of like if you were to invite someone to buy a condo somewhere. You know, if you told them that it was a shithole, and that there was rampant crime, and no one was safe anywhere within the vicinity of this building, and if you even got close to it, it was just terrible, and you know, don't forget, it looks awful. Like, the physical appearance of this building is just, oh my God, it's terrible. I mean, there could be feces on the wall. I don't know if that's right. Anyways, there could be, like, just, and not beautiful art. There could just be random, like, stray marks and stuff that people just put on there when they were pissed off and walked by. And, you know, the walls have holes in them and it's falling apart. It's pretty just, it's gruesome. Now, if someone invites you and says, hey, do you want to buy this place? Not even buy it. Do you want to go visit? Do you want to go visit that place? Like, right now? Don't you just... Doesn't it sound, like, the best? No. No. Hell no. Nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go there, okay? No one wants to go there. So why are you doing that with your physical existence? You're not making it very appealing for the soul right now. I'm not trying to, like, single you out. Like, I've done it too. I'll give you examples. It's the times when there's the constant complaining about how much everything hurts. Now, I respect, look, I love you all so much. So there is no judgment here. I'm bringing a message through. Got it? Like, I have a job to do, so I'm doing the job. And the job is to convey this. So bear with me. I'm not judging you. And I respect that chronic pain is a difficult thing to experience. I've had various types of experiences with pain and all sorts of stuff, and you've probably heard me talk about some of it, with the feeling like there's knives in my legs and not being able to wear pants because of it and all that stuff. So, you know, like, I've had stuff. We've all had stuff. Let's just be honest. We've all had stuff. So when we're talking about, you know, making it more appealing, it's, you know, if you look in the Joe Dispenza stuff, Joe Dispenza has tons of stuff on, like, healing. And there are some people I know who will double down and say, I am never getting better. And I love you for your existence the way you exist. I'm not telling you you're right. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm not telling you there's a different way you should do things. Do exactly what you want to do. And as always with all of my messages, take what resonates, leave the rest. Those of us who have, whether it is true chronic pain or maybe it's just, this isn't that comfortable quite a bit. Can we begin to tell ourselves a slightly different story? Can we perhaps, when we're feeling, at the very least, the moments we feel good, the moments we feel safe, the moments we feel like our bodies are comfortable, can we acknowledge the good along with the shittiness? If we're gonna stick with that story where maybe you're just saying, like, it's not going away, okay, got it. All right, can you simultaneously, when you're feeling good, also tell a story about how you're feeling good? Because it's really, and I'm not trying to say people who are in chronic pain or people who are, you know, you're not embodying your soul. No, like, you authentically are the only one who will truly know how embodied you are. We can give you assessments, we can do things, but truly, you are the only one, and no one should ever tell you otherwise. You should always trust what your own intuition is telling you. But the truth is, many of us are doing this chronic complaining, and we're doing some bad advertising for the body, for the soul. We're kind of saying it's a really awful place to be. We'll say how terrible the ascension symptoms are and how much everything hurts and how this all sucks and you don't want to be doing this anymore and you don't want to, all of the things. Like, I've done it too. I've totally done this too. And then we like heavily, I'm not going to say this one-sided because I've seen both. I'm saying both. I've seen all humans. I'm going to keep this at a human level and out of respect. Not because I choose not to try to learn about all of the different varieties of the categories of gender and sexuality and all of those things. I love you all equally so much. And I am not in a mental place where I have the ability to educate and inform myself in a way that allows me to speak about it in an enlightened way and in a way that's like respectful to everyone. So I'm going to call you all human because that's at least what we are on the outside. So I don't even know where I was going there. Okay. So we're all human, and regardless of what gender, sexuality, all of those things, aspects, that we have chosen to identify with, most groups of humans have the tendency to judge upon themselves. And I say this from experiencing and knowing so many different kinds of humans of all different kinds, and every flavor of Fruit Loop. I say that with love. I literally mean that in the best possible way. Like, I just realized that some people probably have heard terms. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's ever used term like Fruit Loop in a negative way, but I'm going to go with my interpretation and I'm just putting it out there. This is good stuff. You want to be a Fruit Loop. I don't know sometimes where I'm going with this. So whatever Fruit Loop you are, you judge your Fruit Loopiness. No, but really, we judge ourselves. We criticize ourselves. We tell ourselves that we're overweight, we're fat, we look terrible. I actually don't tell myself a lot of this stuff. I actually really like myself. But I know that in somewhere in my existence, and there's definitely times I catch myself, I'll do it once in a while, but in my past, I definitely did this. I heavily judged myself. I based it upon what other people had heard stuff and comments. And so I've done all of the judgment of like what I look like with all parts of my body, like all of the different parts. Now I'm like, I love myself. I'm amazing. I hope you love yourself too. But if you haven't gotten to that point yet, work on loving yourself. Because if you keep selling to your soul that, hey, you should totally get in here and help me with manifesting, but it's really terrible. I look awful. I mean, I feel like just dying constantly, and I am so overweight, I can barely get up, and I am just like such a bad person because of that. And I can't even make myself do anything about it. Like, it just sucks. And why would the soul want to come inside that body? Now, the exact same body could exist, but the mentality and the story could be, hey, I am beautiful as fuck. Get the fuck down here and let's have a good time. Let's do this manifestation shit like the right way. That is a much more appealing sell. Like, if you had a condo somewhere and you're like, hey, this place is fucking amazing. It is authentic as fuck, and it has so much character, and it has these beautiful artistic pieces like all around. Everywhere you turn, there's beautiful artwork on the building, around the building. You know, you have all walks of life. You have this diversity. You have this amazing sense of excitement, exhilaration, and this like buzz of energy. Like, wow, that sounds like a hot ass place to go. Right? Right? That is the shit. That's where you want to go. Well, we're just being asked to try to sell the soul a little bit on our bodies in that way. Be like, jump on down here. It's a hot piece of ass. Get in this hot piece of ass. Wow, none of this is going the way it was going to go in my head. So, anyways, we're being guided to make the body a little bit more enticing. Appreciate yourself. Focus a little bit more of your attention on how great it is to be alive and to have the opportunity to breathe air and to be here doing the things that you're doing. Appreciate your body for what it can do for you. Appreciate it and convey that to the soul. Convey to the universe, hey, yeah, I'm incredible. I got up today. I walked around. I did things with my consciousness I couldn't ever do without my body. Be excited that you have a body. And I get it. When you're someone who's really sick or you're sick a lot or you get pain a lot, I get it. But can you, and maybe I don't fully for what your unique experience is, but can you, regardless, look at every moment that you're doing a little bit better, you have a little bit more comfort? Can you reaffirm that and try to sell that story a little bit more to your soul? Because that is much more enticing to enter and join, because it just doesn't sound fun when it sounds like a shithole. So do with that what you want. I am just the messenger. have some very interesting messages. And I want to also mention, I have been kind of all over the place a little bit lately. Well, let's not say all over the place. I've been a bit on the low. I've been very on the low side of things. And that's the best way I'm going to describe it for right now for this episode. I'll probably do another episode or something on Instagram Live just to share a bit more. Some of you know some of what's going on. If you're actually in the Dragon Den, I know I shared a little bit. During the last mid-month energy reading, and my puppies shared a whole lot of stuff during that reading. It was so much fun. No, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. But, everyone has stuff that they're going through, and honor where you're at. That's what I'll say for right now, because I do have a lot to share on some of the stuff that I've been going through lately. And it's not that I even wanted to wait till I was in a good place because I wanted it to sound better. It's really just I didn't have the energy, capacity, or words to share about it, and I didn't even know what was going on. And this last full moon has been incredibly revealing for me and very opening up of stuff for me, for recognizing stuff I was not aware of that I've been experiencing. And it was not so great stuff. I didn't see it. And that's why we call it shadow work. You don't always see your shadow. And so, I'm looking forward to sharing that in the near future, because I know it's helpful to hear when other people are going through stuff and how they recognize that they actually are. Because I'm not even kidding. There's so many of us where we don't even know we're in it until like we're really in it. And then we suddenly go, oh my God, I didn't know I was feeling that. And it's like extreme intensity. And so, and also another thing, as we become more embodied, we actually can recognize when something's off a lot quicker. We can start to pick up on subtle nuances of energy that we would not notice at all before. It would impact our physiology, it would exhaust us, but we wouldn't even know what it was that was causing it. But as we become more embodied, we have this access to knowledge we did not have before, because knowledge is in the body. It's actually physically being held in the body. And so I'm really looking forward to sharing on that, because I know it may be something many people are going through. And also it really unwrapped a part of me that has been pretty quiet for a while. And I am excited to share more of myself with you. So I will leave it at that for now. Tonight, today, whenever you were watching this, it's tonight for me, but I don't know when you're watching this. So have a good whatever it is that your time frame watching this, and love you lots. Bye.